Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, 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 it is a brand new month, and look at what the cat has dragged in. Old Lazy Bones Mahone back in the studio.
Oh, man, I have missed you guys so much.
Have you, though?
No.
Because if you missed us even just a little bit, you could have just come in and hung out with us.
Nah, that would have been fine.
You could have called, you could have wrote, you could have at least sent a text message.
I was on a cruise. I was on a Disney cruise.
You're on a cruise?
What?
Yeah.
Why do you lie to us about this stuff?
What do you mean, why do I lie to you?
You told us that you were going to sit at home for an entire week in your underwear on the couch.
Dave, that's what I did. The Disney Cruise Line is my home.
Okay. I mean, it does make me feel a little bit better that he didn't return any text messages. I really thought he had his phone off, because you know when you send somebody a text message and it goes to them green instead of blue if they're an iPhone user? I really thought that he had just shut his phone off for a week.
I knew something was happening.
And there was some important stuff that I was trying to get.
I was out of the country. I was incommunicado, you know, but it's good to be home in Las Vegas. It's good to be back with my friends.
Everyone thought that this was about a contract dispute. Yeah. They're like, I heard Mahoney doesn't have his deal done yet, and... Anyway, so I was trying to get in touch with you to let you know that they did call and said they're going to let Ian and I whack up your salary if we wanted to, and since we couldn't get in touch with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So an extra
$7,000 each.
Yeah.
Oh, it's $7,000 total?
Yeah.
$3,500. Let's go shoe shopping.
That's pre-tax, my friends.
Ah, dang it.
Pre-tax. So, yeah.
Welcome back, man. Was it really like in you know, for the honeymoon kind of in a way?
No, it wasn't a honeymoon thing or anything like that. You know, we had this trip planned since last year.
Okay.
Like, literally, we usually plan our trips
before. Or you'd really committed to going through with the deal?
No, we did it like shortly thereafter on we got engaged. You know, we got engaged last year on a cruise. And then, you know, the way that you do it on a Disney cruise is to save an extra 10%, which doesn't seem like a whole lot until you're like spending thousands of dollars.
To see how much a Disney cruise is?
Yeah. And then you're like, so you put down like a placeholder for your next one. So they get you coming back to save that like extra.
Did they get you on this one too?
They got us for two ones.
We got two
coming up.
Oh my God, you're a mess.
But luckily, you know.
He's going to disappear again.
I got till March to pay it off.
Oh boy.
So I got to buckle down. Wait.
You put it on layaway?
Yeah, I got sail away is what we like to call it. So stupid. But, we had a good time, man. It was, like 9 days, eight, 9 days of just relaxing, no sunburns. I got burnt one time.
One time?
On my left hand. Like
what?
Right here. That's the only part. Like, I can't, like, the back of my hand, not the fingers, but just the
You'd
base.
Think that with the sunscreen, you'd have, like, the extra on the hands
right
that
there,
you rub.
Of course.
You know,
the application spot.
I have no idea. I'm like, how did this one spot burn? Not my back, not my face, not my neck. My left hand. It was bizarre.
It just makes you feel so incompetent, doesn't it? You're like,
How did I miss that?
It's right there.
I get parts of your back.
Lower back, sure, you can't really reach it.
You know, I got the bodybuilding.
The cross
build.
Body.
I can't get the back parts.
It's like hugging an oak tree, man. I can't get all the way back there. But the left hand.
Yeah, so, no, I'll be, my phone's working again. I got back yesterday.
How about that?
Almost died, though. It was, man, so.
Yeah, no one cares.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
No, what happened?
We were landing. we're flying into McCarran, and we're coming down, and, like, it's pretty windy. And then, like, we're coming down, like, you're passing over Town Square.
Yeah.
And then it's all of a sudden, it's like,
He had to abort the landing after, like, because when you're coming out over Town Square, like, first of all, they've already changed the angle because you're coming in from the south, right?
Yeah.
So that means it's already really windy, but to have to abort it after that point, that's bad.
Not just once.
Oh.
So circle back around the valley.
Uh-huh.
Coming down a second time. Oh, hey, there's IKEA. Then I don't know if we were coming in over Town Square that time, but like we were real low. I'm like,
you're coming in over IKEA, so you're coming in from the west? Like they're really changing directions.
You almost crashed into my house.
So fly over there, coming down.
Nude Sudbury again.
And up again.
Oh, boy.
And, like, people started throwing up.
Oh, my God.
The dude next to me threw up.
Oh, my God. How did you not throw up? Like, if the guy next to me throws up, I'm like.
The lady behind us, she asked for my bag.
Oh, no.
To throw up in?
Yes. And I'm just like, here you go, lady. Please don't let it hit me.
Here's the Panama hat.
She threw up. Man, and then we fought third time we landed, but it was sketchy. So
oh my God.
I don't know
humans
if
humans are such weaklings, you know, like you get nervous, you're just like.
They said it was tailwinds. I don't know if I believe that. I think it was something else, because like you see the like.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. Like was the landing gear not coming down properly?
Were you flying in a 737? What's?
I don't know, but like I've talked to a couple people who know stuff about aviation. They're like, there's no way that a tailwind would push you off twice like that. There's zero chance. So if anybody knows,
what do you mean you talk to people that know stuff about aviation? Like you're like walking around the airport, like you see guys dressed up as pilots.
I got friends.
Like, excuse me, could I ask you a quick question?
They know about aviation.
You don't have any friends that know about aviation.
I got all sorts of friends that know about aviation.
But you have some friends that know about throwing up, though.
I didn't throw up.
Well, she kind of timed out nice. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Good to have you.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I haven't had Facebook in about a year or so, and I actually went to reactivate it today. For whatever reason, the security was asking me to identify myself by reaching out to 5 people. They gave me 5 people from my Facebook friends list that I have to reach out to and get a code from. So unfortunately, I don't even know these people. They picked 5 people on my Facebook friends list that I've had no contact with. So I don't know. Thanks for nothing, Zuckerberg.
Message deleted.
That's how that works?
Is that really how that goes down? Like you have to reach
random?
Out to 5 people on your list that they just choose for you arbitrarily?
I had to research this. Yeah, Facebook has a feature called Trusted Contacts, where I guess if you get locked out of your Facebook, they reach out to your friends on your friends list, and they have to send you a special URL to get back in your account.
Okay, I've got another idea for you. Just leave your Facebook dead.
Yes.
Yeah, don't yes. don't reactivate it.
I wish that I could be as free as you are, my friend. That sounds wonderful, just to blow up Facebook.
I was without Facebook for 9 whole days.
Oh, my God. Oh. How did you survive?
No, I thrived.
Oh, did
I
you?
I thrived. I was. I,
really?
I was,
didn't just thrive. I survived and thrived.
I was like a bird flying into the sunset.
Just like Icarus, that ended well, right?
Well, it must have been freeing, right? Just to get away from social media and all the nonsense.
Social media, the politics, like everything. I had no idea what happened like the last 9 days. Like I literally, like no
Isn't that
news.
Wonderful? I'll tell you what you missed. It was all terrible, but I don't know.
Yeah.
A bunch of terrible stuff I'm sure happened. Everyone's still angry.
Fair enough.
Welcome back.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good? Yo, I just want to give a shout out, man. I want to shout out my mixtape. It's coming out very, very soon. It's called 6 Feet Over. You know what I'm saying? It's really inspirational. It's about like going over yourself. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Message deleted.
That, my friend, was a hell of a sales job. I am in.
Are you on SoundCloud? Are you on SoundCloud? Because you're not on SoundCloud.
He specifically said a new mixtape, so I believe that we're actually going to have to go out and buy boomboxes that have a cassette player.
Yeah. I always wanted one of those. Like, remember like every 80s movie about New York or any sort of like urban area?
They were always
area?
A silver boombox that was on the shoulder with black speakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted that thing so bad. Why did they even sell those things?
I've never even seen one of those for sale.
Never.
How much are they?
I want one so bad.
They look so cool.
And I feel like that guy is deaf as hell in his left ear, though.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Was there ever a time you just flipped out on someone? I mean, like someone in a social setting.
Message deleted.
Ooh.
I mean, in a social... I mean, there's been a couple times over the years that I have lost my cool. It happens less and less as I've gotten fatter and older. You know, because I don't quite have
you
the...
Because you used to think that you could kick anyone's ass, and now you're like, there's a very low chance I can kick anyone's ass.
I mean, I got to get on... If I got to get
on everyone.
Got to get the takedown, you know. And then once I'm down there, like, what am I doing? I'm like, am I going to throw some ground and pound?
Then you got to get back up.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hurt your knee. You're skidding your knee on the ground. It's never going to be a... Yeah, I'm not... I don't know why... When we were younger, we were so eager, or at least I was, to fight. Like, always. Like, there's a fight. Oh, let's go.
You see a fight, you'd run towards it. Yes. Now you're just like, you do that old person thing where you just like slowly walk away. You keep an eye on it because you're like, this is kind of cool, but I'm out of here, man. I gotta
this
go.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm above this fracas.
Someone's going to roll an ankle.
Oh, God.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So, Mahoney, you were talking about all your friends that are really into aviation earlier.
Uh-huh.
This is a very aviation-related break. All right, so I have a couple of stories here. One, the Boeing 737 MAX, the one that's been having all of the software issues. I guess they have been and still are outsourcing a lot of the engineering for this software that is responsible for at least one of the flights going down, for sure, to $9 an hour engineers.
Oh,
like, nice. What are you just finding these guys on Fiverr and just taking their word that they're engineers?
You can't even get guys on Fiverr that cheap, honestly.
No.
So you're telling me that people who work at Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out are paid well above,
many times double,
yes,
what the engineers are being paid that run the software that keeps your plane in the sky.
And don't get me wrong, Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out are worth it.
Whatever you're paying those employees, they're a real delight.
Yeah, they
every time you go there,
you get what you pay for.
My pleasure. Oh, is it?
But last time I checked, eating a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A did not have. You know, literally hundreds of people's lives in my hands.
It can be dangerous for your ass, but the rest of you will probably be okay, regardless of how poorly that chicken sandwich goes.
And it's not even hundreds, if you think about it. It's more like thousands or hundreds of thousands of people who are traveling in these 737 Boeing MAX jets every single day.
Well, and I mean, you are talking about thousands of lives that are impacted should, you know, the unthinkable happen again with one of these planes going down.
We as travelers, we as consumers, we are putting our trust into these airlines. We are putting our trust into these airline manufacturers. And the fact that they are putting profits, minimal profits, you already have several hundred senior engineers for you.
They've actually been laying a lot of those seasoned people off for the $9 an hour outsourcing. And they've been pressuring suppliers to cut costs and everything else because they wanted to have, you know, a good quarter so that way the executives could hit their bonuses.
You know how you're not going to have a good quarter, Boeing? When you keep crashing planes into the ground, killing hundreds and thousands of innocent people.
So last week we were talking about a story with Air Canada. A woman woke up after being trapped on an airplane. Like, she'd fallen asleep on the plane, and I guess everyone, including the crew, just got off the plane.
They just left her there.
She wakes up and her phone's dead, and obviously there's nowhere to charge her phone. It's totally dark. She can't figure it out, you know, how to get out of this plane. Was there for hours. Well, now another woman.
When she opened up the emergency exit.
She eventually figured that out.
Like my first move within 10 seconds.
I don't know if she was the brightest bulb in the chandelier. Either way, pretty scary experience for like everyone just to totally forget her. Like, the plane was
there's much scarier things than I got left on a plane that's not moving.
Outside of it crashing, like, that's
right.
I don't want to be like, how did everyone, like, nobody nudged me, nobody,
whatever, man.
Susan's back there just snoring in row 34.
You should be happy that you got that deep asleep.
Yeah, I guess.
You lucky ass.
And she clearly had a window, right? You had to have. Another woman has come out and said that she also was left alone on an Air Canada plane. I like how respectful they are of your privacy.
I guess.
Yeah. In this case, it wasn't so much of her sleeping. She needed a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
This is worse.
And so they said, we'll get you a wheelchair. We'll be right back. And they never came back.
Oh.
Quote, I didn't have a cell phone to call for help. The scariest time of my life was there, she told the local news. She said that luckily some of the crew came back, like a mechanic, and he told her that, you know, hey, if I hadn't seen you, then it could have been hours until the cleaning crew actually came through.
I mean, okay.
But they made it good. They did comp her flight, and they gave her $500 to return and use the airline again.
That's it?
$500, yeah, right? It's a voucher.
She's angler. You get more for that if you get bumped off for somebody's seat.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, her saying that it is the most frightening thing of her life, and the same thing with the previous woman.
That means you've had a pretty cake life.
Yeah, totally. You're sitting on a plane that's not moving at an airport. I mean, you're pretty dead. There's really, really, what's going to get you? You're not. The plane's not going to take off by itself. Yeah. You're not going to get crashed into. You're already parked at a gate. I mean,
another one for
much
you,
more. You've got snacks.
Yeah, I'm like, first thing I'm
pillows?
Doing before I check the emergency exit is looking to see if they left the liquor thing open.
Yes. Yeah.
And if there's a couple of those snack things that cost $12 for some peanuts, I'm eating all of them.
If you are if you are one of the flight attendants who makes it rain snacks, oh, you are doing the Lord's work.
Oh,
just come by, just like take as many as
you
want.
Go for it. No,
like,
you want some
you
more?
You don't even make me ask and feel like a gluttonous
a-hole. They just like bring it over and they like accidentally like spill it into your lap. You're like, oh my God, this is the best.
Oh, pour more Fritos on me.
Give me more stale Cheez-Its, baby.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Cheese nips. Cheese
they
nips.
Are cheese nips, aren't they?
The only place on earth where you eat cheese nips.
On an airplane, but they're so good.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Jamie is joining us this morning. Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Doing well, thank you. Do you feel like you're in a good place on this Monday morning to take down Mahoney and Are You Smarter?
Yeah, we're good. I got my coffee next to me.
Got coffee next to you? Tell us about your level of education.
I have a bachelor's in social sciences.
Well, look at old college girl rolling up in here, graduating and stuff.
What are you doing with your bachelor's of social science?
I am doing nothing with it.
Kick ass.
All right. How much do you owe on that degree, Jamie?
$12,000.
Okay.
Not too bad. If it's six figures, you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
All right. So we have a total of six questions today, meaning each of you get a pass. Jamie, I would encourage you to use your pass sooner rather than later. Mahoney is going to leave the studio now and head to a soundproof room. Mm-hmm. Could you please get out of here, sir?
Jamie, you're going to lose. I have not lost in several months.
That's not true.
You seem like a nice woman, but I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm still whooping that ass!
All right, so Newfound Glory is coming to Las Vegas. Going to be over at the House of Blues later this week on July 5th. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize meet and greet passes with the band. Again, Jamie, six questions today. There is one pass. You're just trying to get as many or more correct than Mahoney, okay? Question number one, an apiary is another name for the home of what insects?
Oh, what's the word?
A-P-A-I-R-Y, an apiary. If you don't know it, you can use the pass.
You have the pass. She just fall over? Oh,
what,
no.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Wait. Something to do with bees.
Is it bees? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
You're on the board with one. You're not cheating, are you, Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie.
No.
Okay.
Jamie.
Question number two. What punctuation mark is made of two periods, one above the other, and shares its name with an organ?
Semicolon.
Is the semicolon an organ? Do you want to revise that?
Are you sure?
Yes, I guess so.
You are on the right track,
Jim. Mm-hmm. Just take the 18-wheeler out of it.
Yes.
5 seconds.
Pass.
Okay.
All right.
Even though you technically did say it.
You're so close. It's just a colon.
Just a colon.
It's just a colon, not a semicolon.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's the two periods, not the period and the...
Gotcha.
All right. So you still have one correct. We have four more to go. You must answer all of these. What is the name of the U.S. mountain range that goes from Maine to Georgia?
Jamie.
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 Two, one.
Yeah, Jamie.
Oh no, the Appalachian.
Nope.
Yeah, you're cheating though. You're cheating.
Yeah, come on, Jamie.
What composer who wrote the Magic Flute was the subject of the biopic Amadeus?
I don't even know.
5 seconds. Two, one.
Nothing.
It's okay. Mozart. It's all right. So you have one correct. You have two incorrect. We still have two more to go. What U.S. president served between Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan?
I heard in Reagan. I wasn't even born by then. My goodness.
Think about it, Jamie. Come
Five
on.
Seconds.
Bush.
Bush is incorrect. Yeah. I'm sorry.
little bit later.
Jimmy Carter. Final question for you. What is the generic term for the 12 backmost teeth that adult humans have for grinding?
Molars.
Molars is correct,
there we
yes.
go.
All right, so you got 2 out of 5. Not great. Not terrible. Could be worse. Could have gotten 2 less correct. Mahoney's going to come in, and if you get as many correct as him, you're going to win today. If you get more correct than him, then you're going to win outright. Mahoney, welcome back.
It took an awful long time, Dave.
Yeah.
I feel like there was some collusion.
Collusion.
While I was in the soundproof room.
No collusion.
I feel like you were conspiring to cheat me out of what I have rightfully earned.
You haven't earned anything.
Yeah.
All right.
What is my birthright?
Question number one, Mahoney. Your birthright.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
An apiary is another name for the home of what insects?
An apiary?
Yeah.
Pass.
Bees. Bees.
If you didn't say insects, if you would have said animal, I would have said monkeys. I would like to go to an apiary. Look at all the apes.
What punctuation mark is made of 2 periods, one above the other, and shares its name with an organ?
A colon.
Yes. Next question. What is the name of the U.S. mountain range that goes from Maine to Georgia?
Maine to Georgia, is that that's the Appalachians?
Appalachian, yeah. Yeah. 2 correct.
Not bad.
What composer who wrote The Magic Flute was the subject of the biopic Amadeus?
Mozart,
yes. What U.S. president served between Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan?
Ford and Reagan?
Mm-hmm. 5 seconds.
Ford and Reagan?
3.
Carter?
2. Yeah, there you go. Carter, yeah.
For some reason, I always thought Carter then Ford, but I guess that's not right.
And final question, the generic term for the 12 backmost teeth that adult humans have for grinding.
Molars?
Molars is correct. Mahoney, you got 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Jamie got 2 out of 5. That means, Mahoney, unfortunately, you win today.
Back with a vengeance.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I'm sorry. You should probably just drink the rest of that coffee.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your coffee. Have a great Monday morning. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
I mean, this is how Mondays usually start. You losing.
Yeah.
You know, just not good.
Yeah, and I would say that it tapers off as the week goes on, but who are we kidding?
Nah,
it doesn't.
No.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, Jeff Bezos has written a check for his divorce. You know, if you ever had to do your taxes at the end of the year, and you've ever had to write a check to the government because you owe money, there's almost nothing worse of a feeling than just writing a check to the wind.
To the ether.
You get nothing in return. Nothing at all.
No satisfaction.
Except for settling a debt that you didn't even know that you had.
The fact that they won't come and take all your stuff and arrest you, because they will arrest you. They arrested Wesley Snipes. If they're going to arrest Wesley Snipes, they will arrest your tax cheating ass too.
Jeff Bezos has settled in his divorce. He also is writing a check that he gets nothing for, to the tune of $38 billion.
They're saying this is one of the largest private transfers of wealth in the history of the world.
It is, by a considerable distance, the largest divorce settlement in history. Previous record was $2.5 billion. This is 15x that.
Wow.
Woof. Following the settlement, Mackenzie Bezos, 49 and author, will become the world's 4th richest woman and has already promised to give away at least half of her fortune.
4th richest woman?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's got to be like the richest woman, right?
Now the 4th richest woman is what it says. No.
I feel like that's wrong.
Right? Maybe the 4th richest woman of all time. Either way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right. Okay. According to that, yeah, so there's Alice Walton, the patriarch from Walmart, and then somebody, Francois Betancourt, is worth $49 million.
I was thinking billion.
I was thinking that she was going to get half, which is more closer to 60, which would make her the richest woman in the world. But wow, that is a whole lot of money. I don't believe her, though, when she says she's going to donate all this money.
What?
I don't.
She signed that agreement.
Yeah, she will.
Totally. I don't believe it. I think she just says this to like try to like even just turn the knife even more so on Jeff Bezos.
I don't know. Jeff Bezos said he congratulated his former wife, yeah, which is kind of like, what is that, like a little pat on the butt, like good work team. He said, McKinsey is going to be amazing and thoughtful and effective at philanthropy, and I'm proud of her. Her letter is so beautiful. Go get him, McKinsey.
Go get him.
Go get him. So who didn't see this coming? Honey Boo Boo says that her mom, Mama June, can't touch her money because she doesn't trust her with it.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
Yep. A rep for the 13-year-old recently had an attorney step in and move her money to a new account that Mama June can't touch because I guess Mama June's been doing a whole bunch of crack smoking and gambling.
If you've been keeping up with her on TMZ, which I have, it has been it's worse than a train wreck. This is a train that is filled with meth that is being fueled by alcohol that is just going down.
It is coming off the rails fast.
It's sad.
Yep.
But are you shocked by this? Because
no,
you know, you made these people famous because they're buffoons. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you give people who are buffoons a whole lot of money. They don't know what to do with it. And then you make them famous on top of that.
Well, Honey Boo Boo has removed the access to the funds for Mama June and given it to her 19-year-old sister, Pumpkin. All right? So Pumpkin now has access to the funds. However, she can only use the money for Honey Boo Boo's needs and benefits. And there are safeguards in place.
Okay.
So, again, good. This is why you don't give dumb people money.
This is going to end poorly for all of them, unfortunately.
So Aladdin is now the highest grossing film of Will Smith's career, and he wants to thank international fans for it.
Shukran, sheshe, domo arigato, obrigado, grazie mille, gracias, kamsahamnida, danke, danyewad, toda. I think that's Hebrew. Kamyun makasi. Damn, what's Russian? What's spasiba. Merci beaucoup. Merci. Oh, my shadow's back there. Just thank you. Just everybody around the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who I miss?
That is the sound of a rich man being richer.
Yes.
Aladdin has made $821 million worldwide and counting, almost $300 million domestically, and $525 million internationally. So Independence Day made $817 million worldwide. Aladdin has already passed that.
It has, but I mean, when you go back and you do like for the money back in 1994
sure,
or whatever it was when that came out, that's, you know, probably close to $2 billion right now. But if you're going dollar for dollar, this certainly is the biggest movie of his career. 56% fresh from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, but one of the biggest swings that we have ever seen on Rotten Tomatoes with a 94% fresh from the audience. I saw it over the weekend, and I didn't hate it. It was pretty good.
That's what everyone says. Everyone's like, I'm not into it. And then you're like, okay.
The pictures that they put out were really bad. The first trailer was bad. The worst part of the movie, in my opinion, was Will Smith.
Oh,
he wasn't bad.
What?
Whoa. But he was the worst part of the movie.
Because you're comparing him constantly to Robin Williams.
And it's just, it's such a hard comparison. But everybody else, the guy who played Aladdin, Jafar, I wasn't sold on until I saw his actual role,
yeah,
you know, because he was a younger guy, and it's better when he was creepy and older and that sort of thing. But the rest of the casting, I would say, it was absolutely spot on.
Was the parrot in it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No Gilbert Gottfried.
No Gilbert Gottfried. Come on, man.
But
you know he's available. He was waiting for that call.
It was a good movie. Not better than the cartoon, obviously, but it wasn't bad.
Poor Gilbert Gottfried, man. The one guy is like, I'm not dead. I can do it.
No, Gilbert's still getting work.
Is he?
Yeah, man. Gilbert's a comedian's comedian, man. He is
a comedian's comedian. You know what that means? That's a funny guy who doesn't get paid.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Unless they remake Aladdin and then they don't call you. You get fired as the duck or whatever. It sucks, man.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, it's that magical time of year where everyone busts out the fireworks, right? It's a good time. Or at least it was a good time, especially when you were younger, before you started getting annoyed with everyone that was shooting off fireworks. I was talking with Audrey last week, and she was saying that the week prior, people had already started shooting off fireworks in her neighborhood.
Uh-huh. I'm getting them now.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Of course.
Week of doesn't surprise me.
A month
before, that's pretty shocking.
And it's a month after, at least, that they continue to go, that for whatever reason, you're drunk at 3 a.m. and you decide that it's a great idea to fire off a mortar. And my biggest problem with all of this is not so, it's not even the fact that it's, you know, so selfish and so just inconsiderate of everyone you live around. It's the fact that they start copious amounts of fires every single year in the Valley.
This one comes to us from Tom. Got texted over. He said, I was about 11 years old. We went to the fairgrounds in Florida that year for the 4th. There was a malfunction of the pyrotechnics, and the fireworks just started going off while still on the ground and firing towards everyone.
Oh,
people were
God.
Running terrified. Scared the living tar out of me, he said.
That reminds me of that video we saw, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? The barge that accidentally took a hour-long fireworks display, and it all went up in about, 2 minutes?
Yeah, pretty impressive. This one, I bought $300 worth of illegal fireworks, and they were all duds. The worst part was waiting 10 minutes every time I tried to light one to make sure it wasn't going to blow up in my face when I got close to it. You know that nervous walk that you do when you're like, don't you do it. Don't you do
don't,
it.
Don't just leave it out there. Don't even go.
I spent all night pouring water on one firework that didn't even turn on. Son of a gun. Samuel on Facebook said, watching my homie try to shoot me with a bottle rocket, ended up shooting himself right in the eye.
Oh, an eye shot.
How does that? I wonder how that happens. Is it because you've got the bent, the little rocket stick?
You're probably running with it, like in a bottle or like a 2 liter bottle or something, and you're running and it just goes off at the wrong
time. Yeah, that's what we always did.
A 2 liter bottle or like a 20 ounce bottle?
No, man, it was always a yellow wiffle ball bat. That was the only way.
What the hell?
The hell are you talking about?
The back end of a yellow wiffle ball
Missouri
bat.
Missouri hillbilly?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What are you talking about? That's the only way to like accurately snipe somebody with rockets.
You're right. That's an excellent option. I've just never heard of it before.
They got a hole in the back.
Kind of mad that it's taken me 40 years to figure this out.
Just finding this out.
Everyone's in big trouble this 4th now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So if you've spent your entire life in America, odds are 4th of July, you've probably had either a close encounter or a really bad encounter with fireworks at some point in your life. I remember I got into a Roman candle fight with my buddy Wiznud, and I think I've told you this story before, but we're all out of the lake and everyone's running around shooting Roman candles at each other, which, you know, seemed like a good idea when you're like 21 years old and drunk.
Had some beverages. Yeah. And, you know, there's water around, so that changes it a little bit.
A sense of security.
You can jump into the water if you catch on fire.
What happened. I shot a Roman candle at him, and I really felt terrible about this. He's wearing flip-flops, and everyone's just sort of running around. You know, he was one of those guys that was always the drunkest one at the party.
Yeah.
But the fact that this Roman candle shot at him and he didn't move fast enough wasn't a huge surprise because he's getting lit up pretty good by a couple of people. But I shot one and it went right in between his foot and his flip-flop.
Oh.
And he's like, and starts running and everyone feels terrible. And sure enough, he runs down and jumps into the lake. But any amount of time that's in direct contact with your skin.
Oh, just especially the bottom of your foot. But I feel
like a big old blister.
That is his fault for getting into a Roman candle battle wearing flip-flops.
Amen.
You got it.
It's kind of on him, yeah.
If you are rolling in to do some firework warfare, you got to dress the part. You know, you don't
steel toe boots for sure.
Yes.
Steel toe boots. Don't wear something that's like all wool that's been sitting in a closet for like years.
Yeah, don't wear anything that'll instantly engulf in flames.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of instantly engulfing in flames, Eric said a palm tree on the sidewalk of the house we used to rent caught on fire after a friend and I were playing, also with Roman candles, shooting at each other. One stray shot hit the top of the palm tree and immediately we quickly buried the candles and ran home and did not say anything since we were threatened with a beating and grounding for life if we ever played with fireworks without supervision. A random person walking by noticed a tree on fire, frantically knocked on our door. Dad comes out, freaks, proceeds to put it out with a fire. Fire department gets there and they question me. I play the innocent kid and say, I don't know anything. And they would have seen through my lies, but luckily for me, there was a report of a serial arsonist in the area.
Oh, no.
And then his M.O. was lighting trees on fire. So good for you, man. Michael said many, many years ago they had the fireworks show at the Silver Bowl. Things went south really fast. It was supposed to be like a 30-minute display. Ended after about 10 minutes when they set the desert on fire.
Yep.
Guess some of the mortars fell over launching them into the desert, to which they sent everyone home because the flames grew more and more. And Tracy weighed in. Is that the time where they all went up at once? I was at the same place. Show was ended immediately. And Ryan said, yeah, I was there too, about 8 or 9 years old, scared that the car we were leaving in was going to burn down in flames.
Yeah, no, man. See, this is, again, you're basically, it's just explosives without, like, you know, the projectiles, you know, or the shrapnel that comes along with them. We're basically just throwing bombs up there.
Greg joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
Oh, not much. A couple years ago, a bunch of us were setting off bottle rockets, and we set the neighbor's garage on fire. It actually went under their garage. It was closed, but it went in, caught the garage on fire. They weren't even home.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I got some great pictures up on the back of the fire truck.
Did you get in trouble for lighting their garage on fire? Did you ever admit to them that you burned their part of their house down?
No, not at all.
Did anybody get in trouble, or this is just a...
No one.
Is this still an open case? Because what are you doing?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah, I don't know if the statute of limitations is up for arson.
Yeah.
It's arson, yeah.
Can we Google that real quick? Statute of limitations for arson?
We'll figure that out.
We'll have some more of your calls and posts coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The most, let's call it extravagant experience you've ever had with fireworks. I mean, burning down somebody else's garage, I would say, is pretty up there.
And you wonder why I sit outside on a lawn chair with a hose on the 4th of July.
You're such a grump, man. There's still no excuse
for that.
I
don't want my house to burn down.
I was going
to
burn down your house. Oh, boy. So some fireworks experiences, getting lots of interesting ones in here. Let this be a PSA as well. Please be careful this 4th of July. Brooke said, going to have to say when I was 5, maybe 6 years old, my dad bought Roman candles and bottle rockets for all the neighborhood kids. At 5 or 6?
Yeah, that
seems a little young, right?
I don't know. I feel like we were playing, when we were 5 and 6 years old, I feel like I was playing with fireworks. Maybe not Roman candles and bottle rockets, but...
Certainly sparklers and...
Oh,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
It was a different time, though. It was a different time.
My brother and his friends set 2 yards on fire since everyone still had real grass at the time that was very dead, and one shot into the open window of my dad's car and lit the seat on fire. This was off Stewart and Eastern, and I learned just how flammable those houses and car seats can be.
Yes. This is why I say every year, Matt, it is insane how dry it is and how many fires. Like, you were driving home, a couple years ago.
I mean, this had to be probably 5 years ago now, but I was on the 215 and I was going westbound and I was passing Jones. And you know, like, where Sierra Gold is, if you get off Jones and you start going north? I look over to the right and there is an enormous fire in this tree. And so I'm like, well, I got to get off and take a look at this. And I get off, and there's 0 fire trucks, 0 cops there. And so I'm like, well, somebody should probably call the And I pull up, and it's a house party, and everyone is just jumping in their cars and leaving.
Oh, no.
No one's helping.
They're playing the scene.
And so I'm like, I call 911. Nobody answers. Like, it just rings. And I'm like, I haven't called 911 in years. And the one time I do, it's just ringing. It's a pretty big problem. Finally get through to them. I kid you not, after like 2.5 minutes of trying to call 911.
Because everybody's calling 911.
Finally somebody answers. And I don't know whether or not, because I was like, well, I'm not going to stick around and like wait until everyone gets here. But the tree burned basically all the way through. It's like a huge oak tree. You know, there's some older houses over in that neighborhood and pretty established, like big trees. The entire oak tree had burned through, and there was just a couple of very drunk people standing in the backyard staring at it, doing very little about it as well. I thought it was going to catch the row of palm trees that were behind it in the neighbor's yard on fire.
It spread.
And spread.
Yeah.
I didn't really stick around to find out, but it was a huge fire. Huge fire. I mean, imagine like an enormous old oak tree with pretty dry leaves. At the beginning of July, just how quickly that thing went up.
40 years old, 50 years old, and done in by a dumbass drunk dude with a bottle rocket. For me, I never like got seriously hurt, but the one injury that I had came from the dumbest firework of all time, which is the smoke bomb.
Ah, yes.
I don't know if you ever did this, but I didn't realize that like how flammable all those are. I think it was somewhere in the range of 15 to 20 smoke bombs and like clustered them into like little groups of 4 and then tied those 4 all together to create this one giant smoke bomb. It does not create a giant smoke cloud as I thought it was going to do. It creates a giant plume of fire.
Yes.
Super.
And that was that killed the grass there in my backyard in Missouri for the next decade.
This one says, YouTube, the San Diego fireworks mishap in 2012. All the fireworks for the show went off in about 30 seconds.
That's the barge we were talking about. Yep. And everybody's like, oh, this is awesome. Then they start getting scared, and then they start running away.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It goes from, oh, this is great, to, oh, my God, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Christina said, my husband and his best friend were lighting fireworks off from Pahrump. Hint, hint. That's where you can get the good ones. Uh-huh. And one exploded before it should have. Shrapnel and fire hit both of them in the arms and legs. In addition, both of them had hearing loss in one ear for about 9 months from the huge explosion sound it made. My husband still has the scars and a hole in his tuxedo shirt to prove it.
Aww. I mean, luckily he was dressed for the occasion. Yeah,
right? The worst James Bond of all time. And Johnny said, I set my neighbor's yard on fire with one bottle rocket. It was like 30 minutes after I shot it that the fire started. So the whole pine tree was up in flames. I didn't have the guts to tell them about it. So I totally played fireman and helped them put it out with a garden hose. They actually thanked me. This one is going to the grave.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How many of us don't even...
Unless, of course, you post it on Facebook.
Nobody reads our Facebook. It's fine. Nobody listens to the show. But how many of us don't even have yard hoses? A garden hose.
I got a garden hose.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Those bitch ones that's like, oh, it kind of just waters.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Later is playing the Fantagram, one of the worst. I'm sorry, no, the worst song I've ever heard. I'm sure you guys can all agree upon with me. Thank you.
Message deleted.
Yeah, so we've been getting a lot of questions about why this radio station would play Fantagram after it was widely established that they are terrible people who do terrible things to other
humans.
The
worst band that has ever played a show for us in the history of this radio station.
And we've been doing this for a long time now.
Since 1996, so 23 years?
Yep.
Is that 23 years? Is that 23?
Close enough, yeah. Sounds about right. It's 23 years.
Okay.
Fantagram just generally bad, unlikable people. Bossy Rossi, though, has a crush on the person who works at the record label, and she is...
She's a lovely young lady.
She's very nice.
Yeah.
But that should not mean that you sacrifice...
Your integrity.
Your scruples, sir.
And the purity of this radio station.
That's right.
Because
he's like, it's a good
crush.
Song, and don't worry, you guys will never have to play it in mornings. I'm like, well, first off, you are correct that we'll never play it in mornings. Secondly, you're incorrect about it being a good song. It's a bad song.
It's a bad song.
Yeah.
It's a bad song.
Yeah. Fantagram sucks. They're bad people, and I wish nothing but failure upon them.
The worst. We wish the worst for them.
So, yes.
But that's why, because Bossy Rossi
has a crush on the chick from the record label.
Who we have no problem with. She's very nice.
She's very nice.
She's very nice.
You just represent a terrible band that makes bad music and are awful people.
Yep.
Other than that, you're lovely.
Leave a message after the tone.
Hey, is it just me or does anyone else get reminded of the original Beavis and Butthead song when you hear that new Black Keys song?
Message deleted.
All right, so he's talking about Lo High from the Black Keys. Let's go ahead and let's see here.
Groovy.
All right, everyone's familiar.
Yeah,
sure. All right, here we go.
I mean, you got that same little...
the click track.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it a little bit more now.
Actually, you know what this sounds more like, Ian? See if you can find that Home Depot commercial. I swear this sounds like a home... That song sounds just like there's a Home Depot commercial that we've been running here on the radio station. And it's a national commercial that they're playing. And then I swear that song sounds just like it.
Okay, so I'll play the... Ian, do you have the Home Depot over there?
I am searching for it right now.
Okay, so one more time with the Black Keys here. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. All right, let's see if Ian's able to find something here.
You know what? I'm not finding any Home Depot right now. Damn it, Mahoney. You threw a curveball at me, man.
Normally, he's pretty good at that.
Google Home Depot Black Keys.
Home Depot. Did they cut a deal with Home Depot?
No, but it sounds just like it.
Black Keys are suing Home Depot. Oh, they sued him 7 years ago. Mahoney, give me a minute. I'll find it.
They sued him 7 years ago?
Yeah. Wait, I want to know why the Black Keys sued Home Depot.
And so now Home Depot's...
And Pizza Hut.
What?
Yeah.
And so now Home Depot's like, screw you. We're going to come out
with... Oh, I got to look into this. Holy cow. Home Depot and Pizza Hut.
We have some digging to do.
Okay.
Leave a message after the tone.
impromptu hot seat. So, Dave, on your birthday, did you get some of that, you know what I'm talking about?
Message deleted.
Mm-hmm.
What, birthday cake? Yeah.
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about?
I mean, sunburn? Yeah, I got a little sunburn.
Dave's got like 17 kids, man.
I got two kids. But the wife wants more, so the answer is yes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Not because she was actually interested in hooking up with me, just because she just wants another kid.
Likes being a mom.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But why would she choose you?
And I don't know, man. She's Ben. Got poor vision. Blew out her cornea when she was a kid.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
She had one of those exercise bands when she was a kid. I'm not joking.
Is her
leg in the sump? She had stretched her foot, and it fell off her foot, and whop,
oh
right in the
God.
Eye. And
that's
it exploded
horrible.
Exploded her retina, and they couldn't do anything about it. It just kind of had to heal, and so it didn't really heal. And ta-da, here's me.
Explains so much.
It doesn't it, though?
It does.
I just always hang out on her right side. In today's Redneck Report, first up, we've got ourselves a story about a modern-day Hamburglar. You ready for this, Mahoney? A man broke into a Wendy's in Jensen Beach, Florida, by smashing a window with a brick. He then fired up the grill, made himself a hamburger, and walked away with the store's safe.
Who's that?
The Hamburglar. Bye-bye.
I'll stop this Hamburglar guy.
What was the premise behind the Hamburglar? I mean, I know that he would steal hamburgers, but...
Yeah.
Why?
His real name is the Hamburglar. If you are going to name a guy, your son, Hamburglar, how are you shocked when he steals hamburgers for a living? You set him up for failure. I'm not mad at this guy who,
you're not mad.
I mean, I'm not happy that he broke in to a place and he stole from them. But like, if you're going to break into a fine establishment like Wendy's, might as well cook yourself up one of those fantastic Dave's classic quarter pounders.
Authorities say the man also tried to rob a gas station but couldn't break in. But he did, in fact, break into another Wendy's and cooked himself up some more food.
Hell yeah.
And made off with some money.
When do spicy chicken nuggets come back? Do we know? It's
August 19th.
Ooh.
August 19th, spicy chicken nuggets.
Why would you take Wendy's? Why are you making us wait that long? Tomorrow is not guaranteed. I need those today.
A Washington sheriff's office reported a strange case of a burglar who was arrested after offering responding officers a box of donuts as a peace offering. Okay. People say cops love donuts, but we don't recommend that you use this delivery method, said the King County Sheriff's Office on their Facebook. There was a break-in at a substation in Fairwood. What did the suspect steal after breaking into the storefront? Absolutely nothing. Instead, he was found sitting at the table in the back room where deputies usually complete paperwork. So this guy broke into a police station.
Oof.
The suspect had his feet up on a chair watching TV and had just finished smoking a cigar.
Living his best life.
I mean, to smoke a cigar, that's a good hour investment right there.
Yeah. The deputies who responded asked the subject if he broke the window of a storefront, and he casually replied, yep. Fearing deputies would be mad at him for the break-in, he had brought along a peace offering, a fresh box of donuts he had just purchased at a nearby store.
If you've got donut money, what are you doing breaking into a store to watch TV?
A Texas woman gets banned from a Walmart after eating half a cake and then demanding to pay half price for it. Wichita Falls, Texas police were called to a Walmart just after 8 p.m. on Tuesday after receiving calls that a woman walked around the store eating half of a cake and then refused to pay for the whole item. Suspect not identified entered the bakery section of the store and proceeded to eat half of a cake while walking through the aisles. Once at the register, the woman demanded half off because she was only buying half of a cake. I mean, seems logical, right? Yeah.
I mean, if you can eat it before you get to the checkout aisle, that's on them, right? There's two types of people in this world. And I don't know where either of you fall on the spectrum, but either you think it's okay eating food before you go to the checkout line or you don't. Because I see people like, oh, it's fine, I'm just going to eat some chips because I'm hungry in the store, and I'm just going to pay for them when I get there. And yes, you still pay for them, you're not stealing. But I find that to be so trashy if you are opening something you haven't paid for yet in a store.
I'll
take it to the next level. That goes for beverages as well.
Okay, so beverages, depending on where you are. So if I'm at a convenience store and I go in to get a beverage because I'm exceptionally thirsty, and the line's taking a long time, I'll sometimes crack the bottle.
No, man.
I'll do it.
Contain yourself, please.
Yeah, that's. I feel like you're walking the line. Feel like you're walking a line there. You are one step away from riding around on a rascal eating a full sheet cake. cake at Walmart.
That sounds awesome.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Coffee. House Confessions.
So Ian goes out to this coffee house, which is right by the Silverton. It's a Starbucks over there.
Yep.
Very nice location. I'm surprised that you get people to open up to you there because it's a great part of town, and that whole like little Starbucks village over there is perfect.
That may be the nicest Starbucks I've ever been in.
I agree with you, Mahoney. Very, very nice. And it is a little bit tougher to get people to open up to me over there.
Because they're not all hammered.
No, yeah, of course
the
not.
The bar laundromat, you would expect that people will be a little more loosey-goosey with the details and the secrets of their lives. But last week you had a girl whose voice you had to change because she really didn't want to getting out, that she had had a couple of too many drinks the night before.
Yep.
And had hooked up with her ex-husband, who is now with somebody else.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oops.
So,
oh, boy.
So this this week, I actually talked to a teacher. She's new to Las Vegas, but she's from the Midwest, and she had a story about... Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I was in school, I had kids bring some pretty dumb stuff to school, whether it be Playboy magazines, you know...
Show and tell was always weird.
It was always weird. But this particular child... brought something in that was kind of a hazard to everybody, but she had good intentions. Good intentions.
Let's have a listen. Coffeehouse Confessions.
How long you been out here in Vegas?
About a year now.
So a year. Now, what do you do?
I'm a teacher. I teach first grade.
Oh, you're a first grade teacher, and you say you have a teaching confession for me. What happened?
We had a student, not in my grade, so in fourth grade, learn all about different animals, and a lot of the teachers have stuffed animals. Well, we had a student want to contribute to their teacher's stuffed animal collection and brought in what she thought was a dead squirrel. I don't know if she was aware that it wasn't stuffed, but by the time the teacher was going to get the squirrel from the student, it was winter, just so you know.
So it was winter. It was frozen. That just hit me right there.
Yeah, she brings in the squirrel. Everyone thought it was dead. She thought it was dead. By the time the teacher went to retrieve the squirrel, it had unthawed and was live in the child's backpack. And so to save the day, that teacher had to take that backpack outside, unzip it, and let that little squirrel go free.
You had a child bring in a frozen squirrel thinking it was a piece of taxidermy.
Yep, and wanted it to be put with the collection. Hope she went back out and got it again.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
I mean, that poor squirrel finally wakes up, unthaws, goes back to life, and they just throw it back outside.
How did you guys miss calling that a squirrel-sickle?
Squirrel-sickle?
No?
No? Oh, boy, it's good to have you back, Mahoney.
Yeah, I know. You got the tail. Squirrel-sickle, man.
You guys are dicks. Oh, man. It's all right. It's okay.
I wish that I never was came back.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It is a new month, and that means it's time to reflect on all of the enormous loads that were spilled across the highways of America.
Huge loads.
Big loads.
The truckers of America are the lifeblood.
Preaching.
That keep this country going day in and day out.
Amen.
They are driving the arteries of America, carrying those essential things like blood and oxygen and stuff that the body needs to stay alive. But yes, these truckers are doing the Lord's work, and they are keeping this country afloat, and we thank them for their service every single day.
Unfortunately, with carrying out one of the most important jobs in all the land, it's not totally void of accidents.
It's
from
perilous.
Time to time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They brave the roads every single day, even though they know things can go terribly wrong.
Have you never seen Ice Road Truckers? If you haven't, you should watch it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a good show. It's not bad.
Change your mind.
This is a tribute to all of the big loads that we lost in the month of June.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal.
An overturned semi-truck caused some major backups today near the South Split downtown. No one was hurt, but take a look. The semi not only spilled fuel on the highway, but its load of potatoes. Hundreds of spuds spilled out of the truck and onto the road. Took a couple of hours for cleanup there, and traffic was back to normal by this afternoon.
There's a lot of action going on behind me, so I'm going to step behind the camera. Deputies tell me that they were called here around 10:30 this morning after reports of an overturned grain truck. You can see the grain truck right there. Now, they believe speed may have been a factor, but they're still looking into this. The corn has actually spilled out into the yards of homes and up into homes. They tell me there's a little bit of damage to siding, but you guys, this is 80,000 pounds of corn that spilled out into the yards of these homes here in Monticello. You can see there's really not much left in the grain truck.
A semi carrying chickens crashed over a bridge. A Brewster Fire Department says it happened just before 6:30 this morning. Sky Fox here showing the scene from above. Pigeon Run Road was also closed at U.S. Route 30. There are no reports of any injuries, and it's not clear if all the chickens were caught or how many got loose.
Durston Road in Bozeman is open once again after a semi-truck hauling more than 400 beehives crashed last night on the side of the road.
We sent MTN's Cody Boyer back to the crash site, bee stings and all, and he has the latest. Cody?
You could still see hundreds of bees on the ground. Most of them are dead. Many others are very alive. The beekeeper who was actually called to the scene, whom I spoke with, says it's incredible this ended well.
There's 412 hives on that truck. I would be really surprised if more than two of them were damaged.
Give me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That poor damn reporter. Yeah, we're sending you back out, Cody.
Damn it! I'm covered in bee stings! Ow! Oh!
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
Well, chalk this things up at things that'll never happen to us, but it happened just down the road, so we'll talk about it. A player ended the month of June on a winning note in downtown Las Vegas. Last evening, a unidentified player won $221,000, $381.88 to be exact, at the Fremont Casino while playing 25-cent Wheel of Fortune.
Get out of here.
That's so maddening. You just won close to $250,000 playing on max bet 75 cents a spin.
75. Yes.
75.
Yeah.
Man.
The Fremont.
I have lost so much money to Wheel of Fortune over the years. Just trying to
lose so much money every time that I play. Like, I hear all these stories and they're so maddening. You were not here last week, but there was somebody who had another one of those million-dollar hands at the Venetian playing. Was it three-card poker this time?
Yes. Yes, yeah. But the one where they can make that $5 side bet.
That's the $5 side bet, and they hit the progressive. So that's happened twice in a couple of weeks. One at the Palazzo, one at the Venetian. Both for over $1 million.
Just unreal what's going on.
I mean, the amount of money that you can win, just it gives you so much hope. But then you sit down and you just blow through 400 bucks and you get nothing out of it.
Yeah, last time you and I were...
The cocktail server doesn't even come around.
Yeah, last time you and I were playing blackjack... Did not the worst.
Just the
nothing. We're doing all the side bets. Nothing hit.
Nothing.
The worst.
Just awful.
The dealers hitting 20 or 21 on six cards.
Every single time they put a card in front of me, it was always like a 4 or 5. I'm just like, God, just the worst.
Not even, yeah.
Always hit like a 14 or 15. You're like, just bust me now. So a chunk of the Vegas Strip has sold for $172 million. If you've ever been down on the Strip and you're like, okay, so huge casino, weird t-shirt shop and smoke shop. Like, how does that place make it? Well, now they're finally starting to gobble up pieces of that. They paid $18 million an acre for it. So 9.5 acres of real estate along Las Vegas Boulevard. The holdings include the Hawaiian Marketplace Retail Plaza and the Low Slung Cable Center shops next door. They're working on developing a big area along the boulevard in between Harmon and Trop. Because there's a massive number of people that are walking around in that area. So basically just a little bit north of where the MGM is. You know what I'm talking about? Those little weird shops that are in there. They're blowing up all the stuff that, like, Smith and Walensky used to be there.
Yeah.
That's gone now. That's over at the Venetian and the Canal shops, and they're just revitalizing that whole area. But those little shops that always have a ton of people walking by, you're like, how does this place make it selling?
They've just been holding
T-shirts
out.
T-shirts.
They've been holding out to sell for $180 million.
$172 to be exact.
I don't know if this, you know, this is just some armchair quarterbacking that I'm doing. I think those stores, you know, right in there, that's a big problem why the north end of the Strip does not do as well as it probably should. Because I think you get to that point, you go, you know what, I'm going to turn around.
Totally.
Like, I'm not, I don't want to.
You're like,
walk
I've run out of cool stuff to do.
Yeah, there's nothing appealing.
Like, but this, I mean, this,
I've hit the strip malls.
That's further north, though. So, I mean, this is in between Harmon and Trop.
Well,
so,
but that's kind of where it starts, though, right?
No.
You MGM, and then you go north of that, then that's everything north of the MGM is kind of.
What are you talking about? There's Planet Hollywood, there's Paris, there's.
Is that north of the
Yes, MGM? Man. Yeah, this is.
Yeah, no, those are dumps.
There's Bally's, there's Cromwell, there's the Link. I mean, there's all that stuff in there.
The Link's the only decent thing over there. The rest need to be blown up and re-imaged.
Stop it.
They do.
Well, they have just re-imaged the SLS
to the Sahara.
Back to the Sahara again.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They just wanted to dump the SLS brand, and rightfully so. I mean, SLS is actually a very nice hotel. Now, there's a great one in Beverly Hills.
They
the
don't
one
mean
here.
Anything here, though.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything here.
The Mandarin Oriental, the Cromwell, the Gonsevoort.
The Gonsevoort.
You know, none of these big, fancy hotel brands mean anything here. The Sahara meant something. The Sahara was something. The Sahara was famous for being, you know, a strip landmark. So I think changing its name back is probably a good sign.
And honestly, it's at the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. So that makes it relatively easy to find.
Yeah. When you have a street named after it, maybe keep that.
Yeah, that's the only reason they haven't blown up the Trop yet, right?
Yeah.
Give me one other reason. I'll wait.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So, Ian, have you got to the good part yet?
The good part?
Of Marty blowing his junk off there?
Well, Dave, I haven't watched it just yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Because I was so infatuated with my favorite firework incident.
So, this is Terry. And Terry...
One of the funniest videos, in my opinion.
Terry is in a, like a rascal, you know, like an electric wheelchair, and he's lighting off some fireworks. And they start to go off right by his electric wheelchair, and his friends are imploring him to back up because the fireworks start going off at Terry, but his wheelchair is jammed up, man. It won't go.
It's one of those like little missile rocket ones. You know what I'm talking about? That have like the 50, like you light it, and then like 50 little bottle rockets shoot
out. Yeah, go shooting
out. But luckily, Terry was not injured in this particular incident. But
Terry's a badass.
Terry's a badass, and his friends... Man.
Best, most infectious laugh I've probably ever heard in my life.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry?
Tipsy or toddler?
Alex is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
So tell us about your experience when it comes to dealing with drunk people and with kids. Any experience with either, both?
Well, I got a bit of experience with both, but more with drunk people.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So do you have any kids of your own?
No, but the practice is fun.
I hear you. So this is simple. We have a bunch of things that were said. They were either said by somebody who is a child or somebody who has had too much to drink. And you're trying to figure out which is which based on just the actual words that were said.
Okay.
So we're just going to read you the words, and then you make your guess, and then we'll tell you whether or not you're right and play you the audio back. Without further ado, Mahoney, take it away.
Number one, and Graham, Kentucky. You know, and drive-in by all the same. And what's that?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with tipsy on that one.
Tipsy is... Incorrect. That was a title. Not an easy one to get us started. Let's have a listen.
I'm going Kentucky. Right? I don't know. And driving by all the same. And, what's that?
All right.
Okay. I mean, that kid was drunk.
Here we Fair go enough. On to number two. You want a box, TV, and a coffee pot. He's stupid. That's what forehead. That's why. For nothing too.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Oh, that's a tough one. That really could be either. I'm gonna go with tipsy on this one.
Tipsy is correct on this one. Yeah, let's have a listen to that one.
You want a box, TV, and a coffee pot. He's stupid. That's what forehead. That's why. For nothing too.
Was So is he saying that you want to box, or was he just naming things?
I think he was requesting to fight somebody.
You want
to
box?
All right, Alex, on the board with one. Here we go on to number three.
Number three. I was going down. Also, Jason, I have before. Brian, I have before. I went down on my bike. Boom! That's it.
All right, Tipsy or Toddler, what do you think?
Oh, that could have been me. You know what? Let's go with, I'm going to say Tipsy again. Let's go three.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Got it. Yep. Let's have a listen.
I was going down. Jason, I have before. Okay. Ron, I have before. I went down on my bike. Boom. That's it.
All right, Alex, you got two out of three. You only need to get one more correct. Good luck. Ooh. Ah, you ticky boys and girl. Why is you stealing my house? Run home. Fast. They be doing this beef is trying on the fire.
Is that a tipsy person? Or is that a toddler who is rapping?
That's for the win.
You know what? I want to go with a toddler just because I hope that that is a toddler.
Yeah, it's a toddler. You got it, man. Let's have a listen.
Are you a cheeky boys and girls? Why are you stealing my house? Run home fastly they can. They go on their spears. Try on the fire.
Okay, that child is possessed by the devil. But so. Congratulations to you, Alex. You get the win here. You get set up with some tickets to go see Godsmack on Friday night over the joint. You're also qualified for tickets to UFC 239, which is going on Saturday here in Las Vegas. Congrats to you, man.
Ooh, oh, right.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Man, I'm so disappointed, Ian. This story last week about the guy who got attacked by a bear and was pulled into this bear's den. And was stored there for a month. The only way he survived was by drinking his own urine. They found him. He was basically mummified, but somehow still alive. It was an insane story. And the news agency over in Russia that published it swore by the story. Absolutely true. And this guy, if you saw a picture of him, like he looked full on dead.
Like a mummy.
He looked like a mummy, but he was somehow still alive. Turns out it's a lie.
Complete.
Fake news.
Well, not shocked that I was out and that you were spreading Russian propaganda all over these airwaves.
Yeah. So, turns out that he just has a really bad case of psoriasis.
Bad case.
I mean, ugh.
Like probably the worst.
Was never actually mauled by a bear at all. So disappointing.
It's just terrible.
How did you believe that story was for real?
Because did you see a picture of the guy? It looked like he'd been kept in a bear den for about a month.
Didn't look like psoriasis.
You
to me.
Don't mummify and still stay alive.
He just looked like a mummy because he just looked so dead.
He wasn't actually being mummified.
Okay. Yeah. He wasn't like wrapped in the white bandages or anything like that. It's just he looked like if you unwrapped a mummy,
yes.
That's what it would look like. All lies, though. So this is a pretty good example of why you shouldn't just hand your kid your phone. Because my daughter, who's three, does this all the time. She wants to watch, YouTube Kids on my phone. So I just hand her the phone. Don't think much of it. In this case, a woman got a surprise when a $430 couch showed up on her front step from Amazon. Her toddler, I guess, purchased it with the buy now button. Turns out her two-year-old was playing a game on the phone and opened up the Amazon app, pressed buy now. And it was just, it's a one-click purchase, pretty simple. Yep. And I tried to cancel the order, but it was too late. Said that if she'd return it, it would cost her $79 in a restocking fee. It would need to pay for shipping costs around $100. And so you're like, well, that's almost 200 bones right there. I might as well just try to sell the thing. She described the situation as a lesson learned.
What kind of couch was it? Futon?
Doesn't say.
$430.
Wow. I mean, you can get a pretty decent couch for $430,
yeah,
right?
Said, yeah. A futon, something along those lines. Did you have you thought about getting your daughter her own like little tablet or a little like phone that doesn't have?
I have. I got her one of those like Amazon Fire tablets that has like the big pink case, so that way you drop it.
It's and like childproof.
Yeah, it's got all these games on it, all kinds of stuff. She's not interested in it.
She just wants your
phone. She wants my phone.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. I think that's probably tells me something about my parenting. Like, I'm probably on my phone too much in front of her where she wants to take the phone away. But yeah, I mean, I even got her, like, I have an old phone that I gave her.
She doesn't use that?
That works on the Wi-Fi. Not interested in it. Always wants my phone. My phone or my wife's phone. I'm like, man, I didn't have a tablet with a unicorn game on it when I was a kid. You should appreciate this and stop taking my phone. I'm trying to use it for Google Maps. I'm driving somewhere. Leave me alone, kid. So there's now face reading artificial intelligence that will tell cops if you are hiding the truth from them.
Let's just stop this right now.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is one step towards Minority Report.
Totally. It really is.
We do not need this because it is, this is super, super scary.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, if you can't lie, then do you even value honesty anymore?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's deep.
That is super deep.
Right?
Me too. I don't know, man.
All of a sudden, being honest isn't an honorable trait. You just choose not to get caught, or you put yourself in a position where...
I get that if you feel like, oh, well, this will make sure that every criminal out there has to tell the truth or what can tell when they're lying, but wait, what happens when it doesn't?
Because forced honesty is not honesty.
No, it is not.
You're just forcing people to act a certain way so they're not busted because you have this artificial intelligence that's going to be able to tell you if you're lying.
I got profiled over the weekend coming back into the country. I did. Oh, no. I got pulled aside and searched.
Oh, really?
I did.
Was it the hat you were wearing?
I was wearing a Disney cruise hat.
Oh,
even more suspicious. Look at this drug mule. He has got a butt full of drugs for sure.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
They were right to profile me. I had illegal Cuban cigars.
Dude, you just snuck those in.
What?
You're kidding, right?
What?
Wink.
Nah, it's not. I thought they were illegal. Then
they're not. They're not even illegal.
I read afterwards. Oh, you bitch. They relaxed the rules like 2 years ago. But I was sweating it out. I was like, oh god, they got me. They got me good. But no, you can.
Mahoney goes down, getting back from a Disney cruise. What a bitch.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, Mahoney, why don't you shut the hell up, huh? Don't act like you ain't ever bought a fountain drink or something like that and took a drink before you paid for it. Shut the hell up.
Message deleted.
Oh, I see. I've hit a nerve with you, sir. Right. No, I have not. I've never taken something and eaten it or consumed it before paying for it because I have class and dignity, unlike you.
Okay, so if you're at a convenience store, I think it's different than a grocery store. If you're walking around eating a rotisserie chicken, it's bad form in the grocery store. But if you've got a bag of chips, not my speed, that doesn't really offend me that much. When you see people going beyond the simple snack of anything that you would get for free on a Southwest Airlines flight, that's my barometer of what's acceptable and what's not to consume in the store. Like if you open a large family size bag, not cool. One of those little snack size ones, it doesn't make me mad, but got an interesting text about this when we were talking about it originally. Somebody texted over at 73100. I can't open anything in a store before paying for it because I never have cash on me. And if my card doesn't go through, well, then I guess I'm stealing.
Uh-huh. That is exactly right. That's why I choose to.
Oh, that's why? You're so rich, you never have to worry about your card not going through.
My card gets declined all the time.
You just got off a $75,000 Disney cruise.
My wife paid for that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, if you could just, like, let me pitch me ways to just, like, have fun at the office right now because it's summer, so everything's slow, but you have to come in the office, which makes no sense. Why not just give us time off?
Message deleted.
I actually have a great idea for ways to pass time at the office. Do work.
There you go.
Get busy, you slacker.
Dave,
you just want the whole summer off because it's a slow season?
It's a slow season. There's not work to be done.
Work to be done.
Yes, if it really is driving you that crazy, just quit. Just quit. You don't have to keep coming to work. If you don't want to get paid, then just don't come to work.
Nah, man.
If you're at work, work.
Get a second job that you can do online.
Do you know what I hate?
Double dip on that. Double dip.
Is having a job where it's just boring.
Yes.
Even when I was waiting tables, I used to love when it was slammed, when you're in the weeds, because the time just flies by. You walk through an airport and you see those cops that you know have been bad cops because otherwise they wouldn't get positioned there.
Yeah.
But the ones that are just, they have to watch the exit to make sure nobody walks through, and nobody ever tries to do that.
Yeah.
Nothing happens at the airport where somebody's like, oh, I'm going to run through the exit. That never happens. You never hear about that.
Never.
So those cops just have to sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait, and nothing ever happens. And if it does, then odds are it's probably going to kill you.
Yes.
So great.
So I will help this gentleman out, though, because as a connoisseur of wasting time myself, a couple things.
Well put.
Reddit is an endless source of entertainment. I would say stay away from the comments section, though. That tends to get too negative. Also, books on audio. Audible.com.
But you're talking...
What?
This guy should be doing work.
Not everyone can sit there and listen to books.
This is what he's got plenty of free time. Listen to books. Audible.com is great.
Do you know what's even better than Audible.com?
What?
Is Blinkist. Have you heard about this?
Uh-uh.
Blinkist basically takes a normal book that's an audiobook or in text form and condenses it down to 15 minutes.
Oh, no way.
No, yeah. I don't want to do that.
No. That's,
just give me the good stuff. What are you talking about? No.
It's Cliff Notes.
I'm not talking about... Are you guys talking about like novels? Like
yes.
Oh, like a romance novel. Okay, that's
romance novel. Mahoney's
listening.
Like,
another
15-minute version of Lord of the Rings. Cool.
No, I don't want 15 minutes. The only reason I would read a book or listen to a book is because I want to glean some information. I want to learn. I don't want to read some dumb dragon novel like you do.
It's fantasy, Dave. It's high fantasy.
Please leave a message.
Thank you very much. There's
wizards. Hey, good morning. I just wanted to get a message out there. My twin brother was starting to drink a lot. The good news is he checked himself into a facility yesterday. And I just want to let him know, because I know he's going to download your podcast when he gets a chance. We're rooting for you, man.
Message deleted.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, there is awesome. There is no shame in getting help, man. It's harder. It's almost harder. Actually, I think it is harder to identify that you have a problem and that you need help. And asking for help is a big step, and it's hard for a lot of people to do, and good on you.
I call it a lot like going to the gym. Like, you always dread going to the gym. You never want to. You come up with a million excuses not to. Once you actually get there, you're like, hey, this isn't so bad. You know, like, and when you're done, you feel great about it. But the process of getting there is much harder a lot of times, at least for me.
Yeah, the dread leading up to.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're out there getting help, man, and you're listening to this while you're in rehab, I don't think this is going to help with the recovery, but we're here for you if you need us every day with the podcast and with the radio show. So good on you, man.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So there is a shocking number of people that own the Apple AirPods that wear them when they're hooking up.
I can't believe that this is a thing now.
17% of AirPods owners
say they've had
sex while wearing them. Yes.
Almost one in five owners of AirPods.
Yeah. Like, what? Why would you wear AirPods? First off, you don't know how dumb you sound.
All I'm saying is, don't knock it.
Is there a manatee in this room?
But also, like, it's supposed to be a shared experience, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless you have one in your left ear and one in your partner's ear.
Yeah, and what happens if it falls out? Have you ever been to the gym and you have headphones in with the cord, and then you accidentally, as you're running or whatever, yank the headphones out?
Terrible.
It's just the most jarring experience.
Yes.
And you just realize like how pathetic you are, just at a slow, brisk walk on the treadmill, but somehow you're about to die. Nothing is worse than that, unless you're actually getting down and you're in the moment, and then all of a sudden your dumb AirPod falls out.
It is the height
right into your partner's mouth
of douchebaggery to wear any sort of headgear while you are engaged in adult relations.
Yeah, I mean, like the noise-canceling Beats headphones would somehow be more appropriate. Like, those in the gym, I'm just like, I can't even with you, dude.
Like, if you're working on some sort of sensory deprivation type of kink that you got
Now that you say that is a lot of our sex lives. Yeah.
But are they saying this, so the only thing that could possibly redeem this study for these people who are wearing AirPods while they're engaging in adult relations is if they are doing it alone?
Oh, alone? That makes all of the difference,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
Because if you're just, you know, going to town by yourself and you want the full audio experience.
That's a dangerous game to play, though.
Yeah.
What are you doing in there? Hey, Jimmy!
All of a sudden, they're worried about you. They think you've collapsed and had a stroke, so they bust through the door. And meanwhile, you're like, oh, God! Oh, no!
It wasn't a stroke. It was multiple.
It was all the strokes. It was all the strokes.
The Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, God.
Put your pants back on, Jason.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I got burnt one time.
One time?
On my...
Like what?
Front, whoa, like whoa. Right here. I have no idea. I'm like, how did this one spot burn?
So Mahoney was lying to us all last week. He said that he was just sitting at home in his underwear. Turns out he was actually on a Disney cruise.
Dave, I said I was going to be at home all week. And I was at home.
And home is on the Disney cruise
it
ships.
It is. It really is. It's my special place.
But he managed to escape the sun, even though maybe he hasn't spent the most time outside so far this season.
No,
Didn't you try to get the base tan a little bit?
Yeah, I walked around outside shirtless for like one day smoking a cigar.
Sitting in his backyard wearing his Tommy Bahama hat.
Smoking a cigar. It was,
trying to get that base tan going.
It was a real good look. But I snorkeled four times, four
you
different
snorkeled
days.
Snorkeled four times,
four,
wow.
Four different days.
That's a lot of physical exertion for you.
Yeah, there was, I got to drop some pounds. A little harder this year than
you're
last
like,
year.
How am I floating and sinking? what's wrong with
what
me?
What is going on here? But yeah, we had to do the, because I'm a pretty strong swimmer. I grew up in a lake.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, strong swimmers will go swim around this reef. And like, I get out there and I'm like,
whew, oh boy.
Whoa.
So tired.
Yeah, this is.
But you managed to get a little sunburn. And the question is, where did you get that sunburn? First person with the correct answer, tickets for Iration along with Pepper on Saturday, August 24th over at Mandalay Bay Beach. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Tony.
Penny?
Kenny. K-E-N-N-Y.
Oh, Kenny. Kenny.
Kenny.
What is the correct answer, Kenny?
Is it left hand?
Left hand. There you go.
I don't know if I've ever been sunburnt on my hand only before. I don't think I have. I mean, in like 37 years of being outside, I've had like the whole arm tan, but never even sunburnt from driving my driving arm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just the hand is very odd.
Just this one area on
maybe
my
more
hand.
Odd is when we were down in Turks and Caicos for my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
We were all hanging out on one of those like day cruises, which is essentially just a booze cruise.
Yeah, of course.
And my sister was putting suntan lotion on, and I've never seen this before. She was putting it on the bottom of her feet as well. And I'm like, why would you ever do that? Like, what are the odds that it's getting? And then I realized, like, if you're out snorkeling or something.
Oh, yeah.
And the bottom of your feet were to get burned, how awful that would be.
Oh, there's no coming back from that.
I've just never seen that. So between her with the bottom of the feet and you with the left hand, man, I am surrounded by weirdos.
Son of a bitch.
Welcome back.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.